Dear Christy McLeod, there is something undeniably empowering about the red dress. Whether it's any red dress or one you've created, to a bride, it conveys confidence, making her feel beautiful and expressing love while connecting her with a timeless tradition. Choosing red as a bridal dress, though considered a very South Asian thing these days, had a history in Chinese and many other European cultures. In each culture, the meaning of this red remained associated with love, passion, strength, abundance, maturity, and fertility. Your red dress embodies such ideals, yet it surpasses them all with a more profound message. It is not just a dress, it is a work of art, art that has one language, a language that women from over 50 different countries could understand and converse in as they joined hands to embroider 380 pieces to make one dress. Each piece deliberated with wisdom, experience and passion aims toward shaping the dress and giving it a charm that opens up new avenues of discovery, identity, empathy and belonging. Yours is the largest collaborative embroidery project ever recognized by the Guinness World Records. The dress has proved to be a powerful way to bring people together and give a voice to marginalized communities, female refugees, women seeking asylum, impoverished and disadvantaged women from war zones, diasporas and other vulnerable situations. By combining traditional embroidery techniques with personal stories and experiences, women could express themselves and share their perspectives with a global audience. It's amazing that the project has provided opportunities for people to develop new skills and earn a living, while also promoting healing and self-expression. Collaborative embroidery has proven to be an effective medium for catharsis. The repetitive motion of stitching is meditative, promoting relaxation and reducing stress. It endorses connections among participants, providing a sense of belonging and support. Working with fabric and thread provides a sense of comfort and security, allowing participants to explore difficult emotions in a safe environment. I'm also intrigued to learn about the 10 boys/men who contributed as embroiderers of the dress. I apologize if this sounds gender biased, it's a cultural thing. I'm surprised to think of men as leisure embroiderers. Maybe I'm just possessive about the happy memories of embroidery sessions with my mother and aunts that I'd rather not share with male family members. These private, all-female sessions were a staple in many South Asian households, where girls would embroider chatters for their dowry alongside elderly women who taught them various aspects of homemaking, including financial management, social etiquette, and family relationships. Bono, July 2025.